thank you all for being on here on short notice. We have a significant announcement that Mo will make and discuss. So I'll turn it back to you, Mo.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah, I thank you all as well. I know this is short notice, but you know, after a successful 2021 season, and it just ended a little over a week ago, we have determined that we have a philosophical difference in the direction that our Major League club is going. We feel like at this time that it is best for us to end our partnership with Mike Schill. So I notified him earlier today that he has been dismissed of his duties. At this point, I will open it up to questions. Thank you.
Oh, can you describe the nature of the philosophical differences the organization had with Mike at this time?
Not really. All I can say is that you know, where we felt the team was going, we were struggling to get on the same page, and you know, ultimately, with him having 1 year remaining left on his contract, we could have certainly gone into 2022 with him having that over him, and we just decided internally that it would just be best to separate now and then take a fresh look as we enter the new season.
Has there been a determination made on the status of the rest of the coaching staff?
The rest of the coaching staff, I am hopeful, will return. There are a few individuals that have their contracts expiring shortly, but I will begin in earnest next week to touch on that.
Any Wu?
Well, I was wondering if you could expand on some of the philosophical differences between the two parties.
Not really. As I said, you know, there's reasons behind why we do that, and you know, what direction we're trying to go with is something that, you know, we tend to keep private anyway. But just the overall health of this club, we feel very optimistic as we look at 2022, and just felt like the leadership downstairs needed to be on the same page.
Thank you.
Benjamin Hoffman.
Mo, can you describe, was this past season a success in your opinion for the St. Louis Cardinals, or how would you rate what just happened for the St. Louis Cardinals?
Yeah, I think, as I stated before, I think 2021 was a real success, and something that for all of us that were part of the organization are taking enormous pride in. Anytime you go on a 17-game winning streak and actually create history for your organization, it's something that you take enormous pride in. A lot of the times, these types of decisions aren't solely based on just the season or specifically, more to the point, it's directionally where we want to go. And so, you know, these decisions are never easy. But, you know, ultimately, we feel like this is something we had to do.
And can you describe the importance of, I guess, preserving the young arms that the St. Louis Cardinals have, notably in Alex Reyes, and some of these young arms that have been used at the major league level, and preparing them for the following seasons, the importance of that?
Well, it's very important. I mean, obviously, we're excited about having, you know, four quality starters that we think we're pretty comfortable with. Obviously, with the emergence of Woody, that was great to see at the end of the season. But yeah, we're going to have some difficult decisions on how to think through Reyes, Hicks, and others in terms of their role and how to use them. This past week, we did not really address that. We did discuss it, but, you know, ultimately, we'll see how things sort of develop over the winter.
Thanks.
Zach Silver.
And Mo, I guess now as you look for a new manager, what are some qualities or what are some directional ways you want to see the big league club go?
You know, as you guys can imagine, I mean, things have sort of kind of moved quickly over the last week. And in terms of what we're going to look for, you know, I do think we have some quality internal candidates. So ultimately, I'll just sort of my staff will take the next few days to sort of catch our breaths and then see what that next step looks like.
Jim Hayes?
Mo, understanding that you don't want to discuss what the philosophical differences are, I was wondering if you could just give us some context for these differences that became increasing over recent time, or is this sort of ongoing differences without saying what they are? Was this something that came up later, or has it been sort of going on for some time?
Yeah, candidly, it's been something that just popped up recently. And so, you know, ultimately, as I stated, I mean, certainly can always go into next year with a manager on a 1-year deal. And, you know, sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But given all the sort of directional parts that we're trying to pull together, it just made more sense for us to cut ties now.
Thank you.
Ben Fredrickson?
And Mo, did this conversation, this parting of ways, stem from conversation about an extension? And had you guys offered one to Schilt this offseason?
I had no discussions on an extension to this point. You know, candidly, you know, as we were looking to the future, we were trying to just understand what we wanted that to look like. But as we looked into things further, had further discussions internally, we just decided that we were going to make this decision.
Where some of the differences that were, can some of them be pointed to the offensive direction? And we saw kind of a pivot in the offensive approach this year. Is that tied to the way that looked and the way it needed to look moving forward?
Again, I don't want to get into specifics. You know, I'm not finger pointing here. The decision we made has been made, and you know, ultimately we have to stand by that, because that's the decision we decided on. And so these are not easy. Mike Schilt was in the Cardinal organization a long time. On a personal level, I hired him back in 2003 on Christmas Eve. I think I made a job offer to him. And he entered as a scout, went on to switch over to player development, ultimately worked his way up through the minor leagues and became a major league manager. And it's an amazing accomplishment, given his story. And so, you know, this was not something that we came to quickly. It was not something that we just jumped onto, but I will say that where we are is what we felt was in the best interest of the organization.
Derek Gould?
Mo, maybe this is a question for both you and Bill coming at it from different angles, but I'll ask you first. You guys have for years talked about how continuity is a strength. And in a lot of ways, Schilt personified that in the sense that he grew up in the organization like any player. I'm wondering if, since this is a rupture of philosophical differences, what that, if you could square that circle for us in the sense that here's a guy who has been part of the organization for so long. How could there be such a parting of philosophical differences if that's a strength?
Well, I still think our continuity is a strength, but you still have internal issues that can happen, and people evolve, people change, ideas change, philosophies change, and ultimately it's Bill's responsibility, my responsibility to try to keep the organization going directionally where we'd like it to. And so, again, these are not easy decisions. We didn't come to it quickly. I think we're proud of the fact that we've had that continuity. We're proud that we've had the ability to promote from within and have people from our system advance. And, you know, candidly, I hope we can continue to do that.
You, this is two consecutive managers that you've brought sort of from internal realms. Does that maybe encourage you to look outside in this next time? You might put an emphasis on looking from outside the organization?
I'm not really prepared to answer that at this point. I think we had to get the first step of this accomplished, which we've done, and now we will begin huddling and deciding what makes sense for us moving forward.
Randy Carricker?
Mo, in regards to the roster that you put together and gave Mike Schultz to manage this year, how did you feel about the way the group was managed?
I felt the team was managed well. You know, overall, I think, you know, the roster evolved, as you know. We had to make some mid-season changes because the original version of what we broke in spring was not working ideally. But ultimately, I think given the way we finished and how we played, this is not a reflection simply on wins and losses, right? It's not simply a question of, were you happy with how the game was managed? It really was more at a higher level of where we saw the team going and where we wanted it to go.
And you, in your last answer, you talked about philosophies changing. Would you say that in regards to these differences, your philosophies have changed, or over the course of years of managing the Cardinals, that Mike's philosophies changed that caused this divergence?
Well, I'm not going to speak for him here, but I'll speak for myself. And yes, my view on the game and how you do things is always changing. I'd like to think of myself and the staff as someone that's, you know, we're always looking to get better, get smarter, you know, not just follow trends, but try to help create some if that's at all possible. But, you know, ultimately, it's our responsibility to put a quality product out there, and how we go about it and the resources we use to do that is incumbent upon all of us.
Thank you.
Mark, your point?
Hey, Mo, what is player input at all part of this decision? And then also, can you describe the nature of the conversation you and Mike had? Was he shocked?
Not going to get into who I spoke with or exactly the details of how we got to this decision. I will characterize my conversation with Mike Schilt as, yes, he was very shocked.
And Mo, people around town, are people reading this correctly that it's a surprise move? Did you come to this decision in a short amount of time, or had this been building?
I would say the conclusions came rather quickly, but it was something that was brought to my attention over time.
Katie, do you have a follow-up? Katie Wu?
I do. Mo, when you came to this decision, how much did 2022, which has long been estimated as this team's biggest window of contention, factor in on this being next season being a must-win season?
Not at all. This again was not a decision solely based on like wins and losses and anything.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Fredericton?
Well, is Jeff Albert going to be back as the hitting coach? And I guess to ask bluntly, was the tension between him and Schilt at times part of the reason that led to this?
As of right now, Jeff Albert is under contract, so I would expect him to be back. And in terms of that being the sole reason for this decision, the answer is no.
Jeff Passan.
Hi, Mo. I just want to make sure and clarify this. This was entirely a baseball-related decision, correct? Or were there other factors aside from baseball that led to it?
No, this is a baseball decision.
Derek Gould?
Mo, it's unusual. I have a question for Mo and for Bill then. Mo, it's unusual for teams to make an announcement of this enormity on a day where there's also a National League playoff game. Does that speak to how rapidly things change today?
I think that's a fair question or statement, yes. And did not want this to be something that would drag off into next week or when we would have had that one-day window. So both Bill and I requested permission to do this so we could do this today rather than push it out further.
Bill, I wanted to ask you what this says to the commitment you've made to the philosophy spearheaded by the front office at this point. I know you don't make these decisions lightly. I think you've told me before that you prefer not to fire people and that it goes to a link. I wonder what this says about the commitment you've made to the front office and the philosophy you see them steering the team.
You cut out a little bit there at the end, but I think what you're asking is, how does this relate to the philosophy of the front office? I think, you know, Mo said it well. This is based on, you know, differences between Mo and his group and the manager, and it's, you know, didn't have anything to do with this year, you know, you also referenced continuity before. I value continuity, but, you know, I value continuity if we're continuing to head in the right direction. So, you know, this is a decision that everybody bought into, and that's kind of the way it played out.